February is Black History Month, which highlights a number of events at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center here in Cincinnati. Chris Miller is the center's manager of program initiatives, and he's here to talk about what's planned for the month. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, let's talk about the center. It's a year-round operation, not just a single promoted month. What kind of exhibits are there all the time?
We have our primary content that centers around Underground Railroad history and the principles that we draw out of the Underground Railroad, which are courage, cooperation and perseverance, and of course, freedom. Those are principles that we promote and that we challenge and inspire people to make courageous steps for freedom today.
It's called the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, and it's not just the United States that shows up in this. I mean, it says national, but it's an international focus as well, isn't it?
That is correct. We have a lot of visitors that come from all over the world. I've had the honor and privilege of doing tours from people from France, various different countries in South America. And so we get a lot of visitors, international visitors as well. And our content also reaches across into international territory where we talk about human trafficking that goes on in places like India and other countries, as well as highlighting what's going on here domestically.
Lots of things going on in February at the Freedom Center, including an art exhibit. It's the Kinsey African American Art and History Collection. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. The Kinseys have done collecting of African American documents, art and artifacts for several years. They actually introduced their collection in 2007, and the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center were one of the first ones to exhibit their collection. And so this year, we currently have the exhibit, and it will run through March 3rd. In this particular exhibit, we are introducing four new artifacts that are being featured in the exhibit, from documents that deals with the Green Book. As a matter of fact, there's a copy of the Green Book that is in the exhibit. You have a letter from Malcolm X to the author, Alex Haley, about his autobiography being written. And what's fascinating about that is, as well, is at the top of the paper, it says Malik Shabazz, which was actually the name that he died under, Malik El Shabazz, not Malcolm X. So it's fascinating to see that letter with his signature on there, as well as another letter from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So there are many different items to go through with the Kinsey Collection. It's a brilliant, outstanding exhibit that talks about history. And so no better month to visit and go through that exhibit than Black History Month.
So, all kinds of things happening in February, starting off with the very first of February, the Green Book Chronicles with Calvin Alexander Ramsey. So, who is he? What are the Green Book Chronicles?
Calvin is an author, playwright, and photographer. He's also a folk art painter. He is a former advisory board member of the Robert Woodrow Library Special Collections at Emory University. And he's also a recipient of the Martin Luther King Jr. Drum Major for Justice Award. He is a brilliant writer. And so, majority of the things that he does are plays. But he also wrote a wonderful children's book called Ruth and the Green Book, which talks about the Green Book that was used as a travel guide for African Americans here in this country. And he does it in a way to introduce the subject to children, because it can be a complex subject to talk about the necessity of African Americans needing a travel book to know what places to go to in order to have a safe journey, but also so they won't encounter any embarrassments or conflicts.
That was a big thing in the first half of the 20th century.
Absolutely. You know, it was a very vital resource for African Americans traveling across the nation. In fact, Cincinnati, there were many highlight areas acknowledged in the Green Book. I had the privilege and honor of doing some research, achieving my master's, and I found a listing from 1939, and many people around the city heard of the Mann's Hotel, which is in Walnut Hills on Chapel Street. But before it was the Mann's Hotel, it was actually the Candlelight Tavern. And so I was able to see that, and I recognized that address, and I was like, that's the Mann's Hotel address. And so looking at the Green Books, you can kind of see also the relation between race and commerce here in the United States.
Okay, and we have some other events in February, and I noticed that all three of them are on, they start up on the 24th. Is that a special date for some reason?
No, I just think things worked out okay. That way. We have the 12th annual African American Quiz Bowl. Delta Gamma Lambda Chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated are the presenters of this wonderful Quiz Bowl, and it's an opportunity for our youth to learn more about history. The chapter is still collecting information and getting groups. So if there's any youth group that is interested in participating, they can actually contact Stephen Clark at 513-746-8596. And we are accepting groups to the end of January. And it's an opportunity for children to learn more about history. They'll learn about great people like Charles Henry Turner, who's actually a native of Cincinnati and is credited with discovering that insects communicate with each other and that bees see in color. Graduate of UC and went to Gaines High School here in Cincinnati. It ties in well with the Underground Railroad because his mother actually escaped slavery via Underground Railroad. So you'll learn about individuals like Charles Henry Turner.
Okay, now that probably goes with the next thing that afternoon, the gallery talk called Celebrating African American Inventors.
You'll learn about Black inventors.
Okay, let's name a couple here.
All right. Well, the inventions are vast, anywhere from the invention of the refrigerator as well as gas masks, the filament for the light bulb, Thomas Jennings, who actually created dry cleaning in the 19th century. And so you have an array of various different inventors. Traffic light, for instance, you know, everything that we rely on today, African Americans are a part of that narrative and play a role in the things that we benefit from today.
One of the more recent invention that we can talk about, I didn't know this, but the Super Soaker, who is a guy named Lonnie Johnson, right?
Yes, Lonnie Johnson invented the Super Soaker. And so when you think about recent inventions, for me, that's the first thing that comes to mind. I remember when those first came out and at the time didn't know that there was a Black man that was involved in the creation of it. And so he's one of the latest inventors.
So he's responsible for a lot of wet kids over the years.
A lot of good fun.
Okay, and then later in the day, there's another gallery talk, this one, Buffalo Soldiers. And what's the significance? This is a bit of very little-known American history, but it's pretty important in the overall scheme of things.
Absolutely. One of our local educators, Greg Jones, will be giving that presentation dealing with Buffalo Soldiers, and it aligns perfectly with Black history theme, which is African Americans in times of war. And so we'll talk about the Buffalo Soldiers, and people sometimes get it mixed up with the Civil War and Union soldiers. Buffalo Soldiers came after the Civil War.
They were more stationed in the western part of what was to be the U.S. at the time, but just territories out there.
That is absolutely correct. And so one of the most famous or notorious Buffalo Soldiers is Cathaway Williams, who was a woman who disguised herself as a man in order to be in the military. There are wonderful stories, and Mr. Jones will do a fabulous job in educating our public about it. So it's going to be a busy day on that day, but it's going to be a good day to visit the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. It's going to be a great day of education.
Well, thank you for coming in and letting us know about the activities there. It's Chris Miller, who's the manager of program initiatives from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Thank you very much for telling us about all the happenings in February.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson. We'll be right back.